From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Julia Duba. The World Cup games kicked off this week, and South Florida fans are rooting for their favorite teams. Silvina Di Pietro moved to South Florida 14 years ago. She's cheering for her home country, Argentina. Mitchell Rivera is Colombian. He's lived here since he was a baby. He supports the American soccer team. But both of them agree on one thing.
The number one sport around the world is soccer.
Soccer is the world's sport. And I like how soccer involves and gets together like the entire world.
And it's such a unique experience because unlike, say, with professional sports here, and you know, you're cheering for a city or you're cheering for a particular local team, this is, you're cheering for your country. Everybody in the soccer team has family of immigrants. And that's something I can totally relate to since the U.S. national team is a melting pot.
To say that your country won, it's saying that you're representing the entire world. Argentina is one of the most beloved, devoted people that love soccer. For us, it's like a religion.
Oh, soy argentino. Es un sentimiento. No puedo parar.
And also, as you can't see me, but I'm doing this sign with a hand. You wave your hand to the air, and you put more emphasis to the song.
I was born in Colombia. However, I came here when I was 3 months old, and I've been living in this country for pretty much all my life. And that's the team that I'm going to root for now and forever.
And even though I've been living here for 14 years, I feel so proud of Argentina.
Sports can show that, you know, instead of having conflict out around the world, let's just play a game of soccer. I can go anywhere part of the world and they'll understand soccer.
I hope that that's exactly what soccer and the World Cup does to you. It just reminds yourself of what you should be proud of. If you really, are you really proud of your country?
This piece was produced by WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo. And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Julia Duba.